population than Athens itself, also attracted him, for Socrates Onassis was determined to make a significant mark in the world of commerce. Soon after arriving in the gnarled but charming streets of Smyrna, he propelled himself into the commerce of the city. At first, he worked as an apprentice for Bohor Benadava, a prominent Jewish merchant. After learning all the young man thought he needed to know about importing and exporting, he opened his own small export office. Buying odd lots of such commodities as cotton, raisins, and figs, he used the money he had earned from working for Benadava and some money he had saved in Kayseri to make his first big purchases. It was with tobacco, however, that he made his first important stride, buying some obscure but thoroughly first-rate Turkish blends and selling them not only to Greek manufacturers and distributors, but to the Dutch, French, and Italians as well. His command of languages, self-taught for the most part and charged with special commercial meaning for the businessmen he dealt with, enabled him to operate with great advantage in a city as international as Smyrna. In addition to Greek and Turkish, he was fluent in French, could be understood in English, and had a smattering of several other languages. He worked long hours, and according to one report by the Turkish government issued years later, and based on accounts of people who knew him, he was known as an absolutely honest man of great integrity of character.